All right, folks, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, and oh my goodness. Well, I'm your host today, James Steinler, and I just realized that I'm having trouble finding our entry song on the array, but so apologies for that. We don't have our typical introduction song, but nonetheless, we have a great show planned for you today. We have a couple folks from Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers to highlight the page four story in this week's issue by Kate Phillips, Adventure Awaits Youth in Nature Students. And Youth in Nature is an internship program offered through Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. And currently we have in the studio education and program coordinator for Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers, Carly. Remind me of your last name, Carly.
Valerius.
Valerius, which rhymes with hilarious. That's right. And we also have a former Youth in Nature participant intern, Itzel Hernandez. How are you, Itzel?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing really good. And thank you so much for joining us today to kind of give us an idea of what the experience was like as a participant in the program.
It's glad I'm here. Glad to be here.
And this is Itzel's first time in the Katie and Kay studios. Carly's been here at least once before.
Yeah, one time.
Awesome. How's it to be back?
It's awesome. This place is pretty cool inside.
It's very cool inside. Yeah, we love it. And it's just such a great resource for the community to highlight great work like Roaring Fork Outdoors Volunteers does, as well as a lot of other nonprofits and organizations in the Valley. So we will get started. And for folks, again, you're tuned in to Everything Under the Sun, the weekly radio show, the Soper Sun's weekly radio show right here on KDNK for folks just tuning in. All right. And so let's go ahead and start with you, Carly. How long have you been working with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers?
2 years, and this coming trail season will be my third season with them.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool. And did you grow up in the Valley, or what brought you to the area?
No, I grew up in Chicago, actually.
Oh, wow.
I went to college at Colorado College, and a big group of my friends grew up here, and I started spending summers here kind of living with them, and just made sense to come here after school. So
awesome. And Carly informed me just before the show that you're good friends with Will Buzzard, who we call Buzz.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Who is amazing, and we just appreciate him so much. Will has been doing the basalt report in the paper for about at least 2 years now. And he's, of course, right now in grad school over in Ireland, and still is able to remotely tune into those meetings and cover them for us. So
yeah, pretty amazing.
Big shout out to Mr. Will Buzzard. Thank you so much. Cool. And so Chicago to Carbondale and the Rocky Mountains. Did you have an idea that you wanted to get out of the city when you were young, or?
Yeah, definitely. My sister, who's actually about 20 years older than me, was living in Salt Lake City, and she kind of was bringing me on all these adventures when I was a kid, and yeah, it's where I wanted to be from a really young age.
Awesome. And Itzel, how about you? Did you grow up in the Valley? Or?
I was born in Phoenix, Arizona, okay. So I was born over there and raised over here in Colorado at age 5 or 6, I want to say.
Okay, perfect. And where did you attend schooling? Or did you go to, were you at RE2? Sorry.
Yeah, in Rifle, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Garfield District.
You graduated from Rifle High School?
Yeah.
Awesome. My sister used to be the assistant principal there.
Oh, yeah.
I know her.
Yeah, Alice Steinler. She may have left before your time.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Okay.
but she's great. Shout out to Alice. We give lots of shout outs on this show. Cool. And how did you come to be involved with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers and the Youth in Nature internship?
I think the first time I found RFOV, it took 3 tries, actually.
Okay.
I met them at this, like, career expo,
mm-hmm.
and then I saw a poster, And then Ben Sherman came into my classroom to talk about it. So three chances. And I was awesome. Like, at this point, I think it's just faith to be. I'm just going to join.
Yeah, absolutely. The stars were aligning. Yeah. Very cool. So if you can go ahead, Carly, and kind of just tell us, give us a rundown. Kate did a great job, of course, of explaining what the Youth in Nature program is. But if you can give us a brief rundown for our listeners, what it is and when it started at...
Yeah, so it started about 3 years ago. We're just about to graduate our third cohort. A year before that kind of is when planning was kicking off between a bunch of different nonprofit partners in the Roaring Fork Valley who wanted to create a program where they all came together and provided an internship for high school students that gave them the opportunity to try a whole different slew of things and kind of engage with a bunch of different nonprofits around here. So it's a year-long paid internship program. We start off with a hut trip in July, and then we meet once a month throughout the course of the school year on Saturdays, and students get to learn about a bunch of different outdoor topics, about stewardship and conservation. And they get paid for their time, and there's no experience necessary, no gear is necessary. We really try and kind of get rid of any barriers to entry.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it's like it's also getting people out there who might not otherwise have like the means or and maybe aren't typically getting out into nature much beforehand. Itzel, was this kind of an opening for you to get out into nature, or were you out in nature a lot before this?
It was really an opening for me because I'm very in my own bubble, so I'm like trapped in, and just joining them was just like a way to get out. I've definitely became more social after graduating from the Youth in Nature program.
That's kind of ironic, like you get more social by going out into nature. Yeah. But you, I mean, it's really because it is a personal growth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to also do that growth, I imagine, with your peers and also mentors is really cool.
Yeah, just random strangers from all across the valley. It's like, hey.
Meet a lot of people from places you wouldn't think you would. Yeah.
And so had you been on a hut trip before that experience?
No, it was my first time. It was pretty hard, but I managed.
That is so cool, though, and so cool to have that opportunity. And did you know what to expect, or were you just totally surprised?
I had an idea, but I didn't think we'll like get so... Like, I didn't think about the hut trip because it's just like, oh, yeah, we're just coming and like visit some farms, you know, do this and that. I didn't expect the hut trip. So it was like a shock when I heard about it. It's like, you're going to spend like a week with like these strangers you just met for a day. It's like, okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Itzel, again, as a former participant with the Youth in Nature internship, and you were part of the 2023 to 2024 cohort.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And so it's been a couple of years, and you just graduated early from Rifle High School.
Yeah, I just did.
Awesome. Congratulations in December. Thank you. That's exciting. And then I might be jumping a little far ahead. Actually, I'm going to hold off on this. I want to ask about what you're doing now that's kind of come out of this experience. But before we get to that, where was the hut trip when Itzel went? And do you typically go to the same place each year?
So as of this last year, we've gone to the same hut every year. 10th Mountain Hut Division has been an awesome partner to us.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And we go to Margie's Hut. We do a small service project for them on one of the days where we stack wood and create burn piles and a couple different things. And yeah, so we went to Margie's. We've also done with RFOV a couple other projects with 10th Mountain at different huts, but for the Youth in Nature program, Margie's has been our spot.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And about how many students participate in that hut trip each time?
About 12 students.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Yeah.
Did you know any of the students at the time itself? Or you said they were all strangers. You didn't have one acquaintance.
I was the only rifle kid there. So it was pretty hard because some of them come from the same school. So they already know each other. So it's like being the only kid doesn't like know anyone was kind of difficult, but I managed.
Yeah. Sometimes you have about one or two students from the same high school. But some students are just one, and kind of everyone comes in. They meet one time at orientation in June, mm-hmm. and that's just an afternoon for a couple hours, just kind of like, you know, hello, who are you? And then we dive into the 5-day hut trip. So
okay, in 5 days, that's a good chunk of time.
Yeah, you know, it might be 4 days now that I'm saying that out loud. Four days, yeah.
Well, it's cool, and what you mentioned, like where you like split wood, and like because you kind of have a service of giving back, and the interns get to give back to these different organizations, such as the 10th Mountain Huts.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And there's that component that carries through as well, because I know that there's, y'all collaborate with a lot of other kind of stewardship, land stewardship programs or nonprofits, and also like farming and things of that nature. If you don't mind each kind of sharing like a story or an anecdote from the hut trips, that would be great. And let's start with you, Carly, the mentor.
Yeah, sure. I would say a lot of, you know, funny, memorable things happen on all the hut trips. It's definitely, you know, it's an interesting experience to bring a bunch of students from Aspen all the way to Parachute. So coming from totally different backgrounds, have never met each other, to hang out with each other for 4 days and give them quite a bit of free time as well as, you know, some structured time as well. But yeah, so we have all the students kind of cook together, and we have bonfires and s'mores and that kind of stuff. And I'd say like some of the most memorable moments for me have been when students are the most afraid of going on the hut trip, when they feel like it's something that's way out of their comfort zone. It feels really, really scary. Their excitement is actually pretty low. But then by the end of the hut trip, when they feel like it was one of the most kind of wonderful experiences that they've had in their life. And we do 4 days without any phones just because there's no service up there. And we really get to spend time with one another.
So that's got to be a big adjustment to like have
definitely. We were just talking about, you know, being part of Gen Z. Like, it's a big deal not to have your phone for 4 days.
Totally. What is that experience like itself to not have your phone for like 4 days?
I feel like for me it was pretty easy because I would say I am on my phone a lot, don't get me wrong, but there's some days it's like, what am I doing on my phone? Like, yeah, people are texting me, but like, what am I really doing? Like, I'm just scrolling on the internet. So it was really nice to just get away from it, you know, not worry about what's happening or what is currently going on, you know?
Yeah, and that's so interesting because like someone from your generation, like you were born into this smartphone generation, right? Like you, and whereas like, and Carly, I know that you're quite young. You might have been born into the smartphone generation.
I remember when the iPhone came out. It was an adjustment. I might have been young.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But like, just like, because it is so inundating screen time in today's world. And I certainly like remember that transition when smartphones first came about. But it's difficult to like have that separation. So sometimes it's good, I feel like, mm-hmm. to have that opportunity to completely separate, put the phone down and interface like with real humans. So that's cool. I just appreciate that aspect and that you added that.
Yeah, and that I think the funniest part about it is when students are really upset about the fact that they're not going to have their phone at the beginning, and then at the end they're like, that was so nice.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, that's, I really appreciate that.
That's so cool. Yeah. That's so
I think
cool.
I do remember being up there, it's like, what's the time?
Yeah, like, what time is it? You could have brought a watch.
Right. I didn't have one then.
Yeah. I used to try to kind of like get the idea of the time from the sun. Not very good at it, though. Yeah. I'd always be like a couple hours off. For our listeners just tuning in, this is Everything Under the Sun, the Soper Suns weekly radio program. We are speaking with Carly and Itzel. Carly is the education coordinator for Going Fork Outdoor Volunteers and helps with the Youth in Nature internship program. And Itzel is a former participant in the internship program. So thank you again both for being on the show with us today. We've been having a lot of fun talking about anecdotes from the hut trips. Itzel, do you want to share one?
I think my time on the hut trip, there's so much, but I'll say two. But the first day, I have real bad altitude sickness. So first day, immediately got a splinter entering the hut trip, like the hut thing. Mm-hmm. And then immediately threw up because altitude just hit so hard. Like, I was just laying down, taking a rest. And I don't know where, just like I need to let it out. Mm-hmm. So that was a fun moment.
Yeah, you got it out.
Yeah, right, I got it out.
Off the bat.
I was fine the rest of the time. And I don't remember what day it was, but there was one day we were all stargazing. And all in a circle, stargazing while singing Disney songs.
Oh, that is the best. Oh, gosh.
This is what you do when you don't have your phones.
Totally. Just, yeah. That's so great, though. And that's a way that you all can kind of, something you all can relate to are those Disney movies. And, like, I love Disney movies. I was listening to Andy Zank Youth Empowerment Program yesterday, and they were playing some Moana songs, which I really appreciate. Well, that's so cool. Had you ever... Like, how was that view of the stars?
It was amazing. Like, light pollution, no nothing. We're 14,000 feet up in the mountains. So, like, everything was so clear. I never seen it before. So I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, I want to stay here.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Cool. Let's see here. So let's talk a little bit more. So there's the orientation, then there's a four-day hut trip. Again, 10 to 12 students. Are they all, is it all age or grades in high school?
Yeah, so any current high school student can participate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then y'all meet with the interns once a month, mm-hmm. every Saturday. Is that a day-long meeting or?
Yeah, so most of the sessions are from about 9 to like 4 in the afternoon. Some are a little bit shorter, some are a little longer, just depending on kind of where we went or how long the curriculum is. There is one session in the school year that's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's not an overnight, and that's when students get their wilderness first aid certifications.
And that is so cool that you can get that, you get that certification through the program. And that's a one-day thing?
Yeah, 2 days. So that's 9 to 4, 2 days in a row, and that's led by Desert Mountain Medicines.
What kind of things do you learn there? Do you learn CPR?
Yeah, we did learn a lot of CPR. They actually brought out like these dummies so right. we can like, yeah. CPR on them. They also put us through like situations, so we got paired up, and it's like, you know, the person that was in the situation had to like act it out, and then us as like the rescuers had to figure out what was wrong with them and lead like ourselves through like the whole process of like, is their eyes dilated, like what's their skin color, all that, like heartbeat.
Do you remember any funny scenarios that Mike Snyder let it, if he came up with anything funny for you guys, like
remember.
Helicopter crashes or anything like that?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
It's been so long.
That's so cool though, and I mean just hearing you talk about it, like that's something that stuck with you, like the eyes dilated. Mm-hmm. Like I would have no idea what to do with someone if they were sick in the wilderness, you know, or something happens. So it's such a useful tool. That's so cool. So what other do you, and so some of the collaborators that you all are working with this coming internship, mm-hmm. or like Aspen Valley Land Trust, Going Fork Conservancy, Glenwood Climbing Guides, and Aspen Skiing Company. Do you typically work with the same partners or do those vary?
Yeah, so I'd say every year most of the partners are the same. We add in a few new ones and kind of depending on scheduling conflicts, some of the partners we've worked with in the past we don't work with. So some you didn't mention, like Colorado Avalanche Information Center. We've also worked with EcoFlight.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, which was the students went up in small planes and got to look at the snowpack and what was happening to the water runoff in last spring, which was cool.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, and then we also this year had a mushroom forager come on our hut trip. And so students got to forage a bunch of mushrooms. And he's also a chef. And he came in and kind of showed us how to prepare certain ones to eat that would be poisonous if they weren't cooked and that kind of stuff.
It wasn't Hamilton Pevick, was it?
No, it was Matt Kennedy.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And like, so those experiences are kind of, they're so unique, you know, and to be able to go on like an eco flight, which are these little planes, it's kind of scary.
It's very scary. I was afraid.
Have you gone up each year for an eco flight?
Just last year we ran eco flight. So this year we're not running it. maybe okay. next year, hopefully okay. we'll do it again. Yeah.
Okay. So mm-hmm. you got to do the EcoFlight yeah, itself. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I was the first group to get on, and you know, luckily we had turbulence.
You did have turbulence? Yeah, oh my gosh. I don't know if I could handle it.
We ran into a little bit of turbulence, which is kind of scary because, you know, you're up in the air in a tiny plane. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Close to the mountains.
Yeah. Wow. And then you're also, there's a farming component. And can you remind me of the organization that you're working with this year?
Yeah, the Farm Collaborative.
The Farm Collaborative, mm-hmm. that's right.
Yeah, so we brought students to in the fall to kind of see what was happening with them closing beds down and harvesting kind of the rest of their fall vegetables as they were kind of preparing for winter. And that was the service project there was, you know, helping them close those beds down. And then we talked to Karina and Eden at the Farm Collaborative kind of about their path and how they got there and, you know, why sustainable agriculture is important.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, and just, again, like just great organizations and doing really important work. And then these students being exposed to that is so cool. We do only have about 6 minutes left. Like I said, this show goes by quick, but it's always fun. But anyways, I did want to circle back to a point and just kind of what you got out of that internship. Just beforehand, before we came on air, you had mentioned that you landed a gig with ACES, Aspen Center for Environmental Studies. Could you speak to that and how the program led to that opportunity?
Well, when I was at the second and final like day of meeting each other, they gave us a list of volunteer options.
Yeah, internship opportunities. Internship, yeah, career opportunities.
Okay.
And I saw ACES, and luckily while we were at the hut trip, ACES came up. You know, talked a little bit about it. So I'm like, I'm really interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
It all kind of just like leads on itself. It's like, if you want to do something, like you got to do it. Cause right. definitely jumping into all this, it was really scary. Cause like, again, no clue who these people are. Just got to trust them. but I'm really glad I did join. Really glad. But ACES has been such a good, like, organization just to be in. I absolutely love them and definitely, probably my last year working with them, last summer mm-hmm. working with them. So,
and so what are you doing with ACES? What is the job?
I am a truck apprentice. It's basically a summer camp, but I am helping the educators with just the kids.
With the kids. Well, yeah. That's so cool. So you kind of get to pay forward mm-hmm. What you got through the Youth in Nature internship.
Yeah.
You're teaching what you learn.
That's so cool. And then there was something else where... Sorry. I just think that's really great that you get to do that. And with ACES, that is, like you said, that you love it. It's such a great program. You get to be outside and see, you know, animals. Is it up at Hallam Lake that you go to?
That's one of the ACES, but they also okay. have Rock Bottom Ranch Rock here Bottom in Algebra. Ranch.
Okay, mm-hmm. cool. And do you kind of go back and forth?
I mainly got put in Rock Bottom Ranch due to commute.
Okay, well, then that's great. Commuting up to Aspen is a hard commute. have you had any other interactions with the Youth in Nature internship program since you graduated?
I was a part of the Youth Alliance. I don't know who that's directed by.
Yeah, but, so ACF, they kind of led a Youth Alliance program where they brought together a bunch of high school students to talk about, it's the Youth Empowerment Alliance. So bringing together students to talk about kind of how they can empower each other to do, you know, it's very vague. Do you have a better way of, I wasn't a part of it actually. I think Itzel would know more, but it was a group to empower each other.
Yeah. I think the first thing you have was like, just giving each other just like ways of how we can handle things. There was definitely a lot of topics to cover. I can't really remember off the top of my head, but it's just way of like how we can help each other, like what we can do. Like, because as us youth, we really can't do much because we're still pretty young as people look at us like that.
Well, you, yeah, I mean, I'll counter that with you are, and now you get to, as a young person still, who graduated early and get to work with even younger people to teach them and expose them at an even younger age, I think you are the change maker.
You have the leadership. You are empowered. Yeah, you are absolutely. The empowered youth.
I'll actually even quote, I loved it, something that Kate had written when she mentioned that the Youth in Nature internship is funded by the Lewis Foundation. But then after that, she says, well, that it's a nonprofit dedicated to transforming young dream makers into change makers. So congratulations. But I think, yeah, that's, I think you're fulfilling that, which is really cool. So it's a great opportunity. These interns get to really just have experiences that not a lot of other people get, like doing eco flights and working with these different land managers and things of that nature. And there's the application for the next cohort is coming up on April 4th. Is that right, Carly?
Yeah, so it's open for about one more week, and it closes on April 4th.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. And there's no cost to the interns to participate?
No, actually, they get paid $1,500 to participate.
So. They get paid. Yeah. And which is so cool, and that's a really valuable part. It teaches you guys your value and that you shouldn't just, you know, volunteering is such a wonderful thing, and it's so important, but also, you know, you have to be compensated so you can make a living and that sort of thing. So very cool. And so again, the application period is closing, oh my goodness, and we are at the top first show on April 4th. You can apply by visiting rfov.org youth. We are going to end up going into Burnett.
Dash YIN.
Dash Y. Oh, perfect. You're the best. Yeah. That's even better. So great. So yes, go to rfov.org and check it out. If you know someone who is interested in this, this really wonderful opportunity. Let's see here. Do either of you have any closing words that you'd like to share with our listeners before we let you go today? And I did find our theme song, which I'm going to put on the background.
I think definitely join. Get out of your bubble. Just get out there. Take some time, but I think it's worth it.
Fantastic. Cool. We'll take it from Itzel, and that's awesome. And congratulations on getting a job already at in the same field up at ACES.
Yeah.
How about you, Carly? Any parting words?
I've loved working for this program, and it would be awesome to engage more students who are excited about learning about these things too. So, yeah, apply.
Yeah, so apply again. Apply by April 4th. You can go to rfov.org/youth-in-nature, or an easier one,
rfov.org/yin.
That's even easier. Yeah. You heard it, folks. rfov.org/YIN for any students, no matter what their family or their means might be, can participate and also get compensated. Thank you for staying tuned to Everything Under the Sun. Stay tuned for Regional Roundup coming up in just a few seconds at 4:30.